This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. In Colorado's Immigration Detention Center, the highest number and percentage of people being held are Mexicans. That according to recent data from the Deportation Data Project. Venezuelans are second according to the data, and Hondurans and Colombians are third. The number of Venezuelans is higher after some 40,000 people arrived in Denver in 2023 and 2024, mostly on buses from Texas. The Trump administration has carried out a massive deportation operation in 2025 and was the subject of dozens of lawsuits in Colorado alone. Unhoused people in Colorado have few available options for long-term housing and high-quality treatment. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless is ramping up a new program outside of the urban center.
The Sage Ridge Supportive Residential Community is in Watkins, east of Aurora. It offers up to 24 months of housing and recovery for nearly 200 people, all for free. The 500-acre campus has dorm-style living, peer recovery programs, training, basketball courts, and more. The program took over the former Ridgeview Youth Services Center, a campus and school for troubled youth that closed a few years back. The coalition hopes this approach becomes a national model. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
You're listening to All Things Considered with CPR News. A clear night tonight across the Front Range. In Denver, lows tonight will be in the mid-20s. Then tomorrow, things will warm up with highs in the 50s.